So ultimately, ribosomes may not be where I would actually go for Turing machine-like computations. Maybe it's before that, in the nucleus, if they don't have ribosomes in the nucleus, and I don't even know that yet. If that's the case, then what ribosome-like structures are there in the nucleus for powerful combinations of several independent strands of RNA? Can information processing structures within the nucleus simply be attachments onto the DNA, just like they describe the sort of unzipping of DNA, making an RNA copy, then zipping it back up? I guess that's a safe way to do it, so most of the time the coding is protected. But when you're doing regular information processing, maybe it's better to have a fairly long-term opening of the DNA's double helix and have a robust static structure that is able to activate, deactivate copy transmission of information, and maybe even it has capabilities of taking imported RNA strands for co-processing of multiple RNA strands. Then you only have to transfer one RNA strand to a different site instead of two if you're actually doing two-strand processing. Protein building construction. Is this not just simply the attachment of components of proteins, not really monomers, but anyways, that match the three codon sequence? And so it's just a diffusion process onto raw mRNA could carry that out and would be signaled as complete somehow when all positions are occupied. The protein is released and can fold, or perhaps in more advanced, very large structures, it is released in a very special way to get better and more reliable folding. So what is different about what I'm trying to do with information processing? That is that information processing is a mechanism to compute, codon by codon, or actually in my case, I just use a single bit result from two strands of RNA. Therefore, there is not a match between enzymes or protein segments and codon. Instead, the kind of the rules for what to do, given different patterns at each enzyme, is what a machine does, is it presumably travels the length both or three or four RNA as it progresses. Of course, there are single variable computations like knot and all that are easily done with just a single strand. Maybe all I need to do is attach pairing ends at pairing locks at each end of twin sequences of RNA to and then have that fit into the computing device or maybe it's a lot easier than that. The five prime ends of each fit onto the insert for the computational mechanism, and it simply zips through, and they can be any distance apart because that's controlled by the mechanism or the machine and not by the individual strands. This may turn out to be not that much different than what enzyme codon comparison and protein building does. Something I should do is envisage a mechanism whereby the five prime endings that identify the coding or information segments, either code or data, are fitted with a head that sends them to the right computing device. This may not be actually necessary, assuming that there's enough of these coding segments floating around and not too many of the receptor machines to suck up all the supply or cause confusion, or that their presence or processing would be another problem. I think maybe the going step, something very, very simple at the simple end, going up to much more effective systems for advanced systems. Ancillary mechanisms to go with the computing device might be stacks of raw material to do the to produce the output RNA. But if you do the translation from four acid base, because one's acid, one's base, so they're, you probably can't have them all the same orientation. But maybe it can count as a 0-1 anyway somehow. So you just have a stack of A, C, G, T in sufficient quantities, with each one of those stacks as a mechanism for forcing. You can't drop, gravity doesn't work at this scale, to drop the base or the acid chunk into the new RNA computed strand. I don't have to add on a 5 prime address to an RNA strand that's headed towards a computing device. All that needs to be done is that the 5 prime strand is replaced for the computing machine. But that's not as easy as it sounds, because then you have to know that a particular segment of DNA identified by the 5 prime address is actually the RNA that you're sending towards a computing device. That just adds more complexity, and I don't think is necessary. Just the 5 prime address from the original DNA segment is sufficient. To ensure that both strands of RNA are consistently matched as per position, then the advancing of the the twin RNA strands should be regulated by a locked two-channel system. And there needs to be a good way to rely on that.